Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette City Council advances major wastewater and Gurley overpass projects. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette City Council approved several major project changes last week, including work on the city's wastewater treatment plant and the replacement of the Senator Mike Enzi Memorial Overpass. According to the Gillette News Record, for the wastewater plant, the council locked in a guaranteed construction price of just over $20.5 million for Phase 2A. The upgrades will focus on UV disinfection, sludge thickening, and dewatering, and are expected to improve capacity and add redundancy for decades. The full project is expected to come in around $23 million, still below the city's $25 million budget. The council also approved nearly $980,000 in additional design work for the Gurley Overpass replacement. That work includes road construction on both sides of the bridge, Brooks Avenue improvements, pedestrian and bicycle connections, drainage, and utility changes. The amendment helps the city keep a $3 million federal grant that must be fully obligated by September. The city originally received that funding for design and reconstruction of the overpass. Council also approved a roughly $570,000 drainage project in Northland Village and a $62,000 chip seal project on Shoshone Avenue. Country music legend Dolly Parton dies at 80. Country music legend Dolly Parton has died at the age of 80. Her family announced Parton died Tuesday after a brief illness, ending a career that spanned nearly seven decades. Born in rural Tennessee in 1946, Parton grew from humble beginnings into one of the most recognizable figures in country music. She wrote thousands of songs and became known for classics including Jolene, 9 to 5, and I Will Always Love You. She earned 11 Grammy Awards and was inducted into both the Country Music and Rock and Roll Halls of Fame. Parton also built a major career in film and business while becoming equally well known for her philanthropy. Parton donated millions of dollars to education, disaster relief, and medical research. Her Imagination Library alone distributed more than 300 million free books to children around the world. Parton's husband of nearly 60 years, Carl Dean, died last year. Dolly Parton leaves behind a legacy that reaches far beyond country music as a songwriter, entertainer, businesswoman, and philanthropist whose work touched generations of fans around the world. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.